Notice verse 4. And all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled together as a scroll, and all their hosts shall fall down as the leaf falleth off from the vine, and as a falling fig from the fig tree. And all the king's men and all the king's horses won't be able to put it back together again. My friend, when you see that little leaf fall off of the tree, you can get Elmer's glue and put it back. Won't do a bit of good. It's not going to stay. It's not going to live. Judgment is coming. You can't keep it from coming, and you can't do a thing in the world about it, except just one thing. Make sure that you've got to the shelter. Make sure that you're going to miss the storm. Make sure that you're going to listen to God. And remember that He, the Lord Jesus, is a shelter in a time of storm that's coming upon the earth. Now, that's the picture that you have here. Now, he uses a figure of speech, beginning here with verse 5. He says, "For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Behold, it shall come down upon Idumea and upon the people of my curse to judgment." Now, God bathes that sword in heaven. That's important to see. When you and I take the sword down here, it's for vengeance, or it's for some ulterior motive. When God does it, it's to bring justice and righteousness upon the earth. God's sword is bathed in heaven, and it's going to fall. He says it's going to fall. And the word down here, it's upon Idumea. Idumea is Edom. And Edom is Esau. And Esau represents the flesh, means red. It represents all of the humanity that's in Adam that are rebellious against God and God's people. God says, "Esau have I hated." God will judge Edom because they're anti-God, they're anti-Christ, anti-Bible, anti-good, anti-everything that is right. God says He's going to judge you. Now, maybe you don't like that, but you take that up with the Lord. You don't take that up with me, friend, because this is what He says in His Word. And if I were you, I'd believe Him, because it seems to me to make sense to do that. Now, the intention of the Lord is beginning at verse 8. "For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion." Now, this is the day of the Lord's vengeance. We're going to see that again in Isaiah 63. You can't do anything to stop this. You couldn't any more stop this any more than you could put a few drops of distilled water up against Niagara Falls and hope you're going to stop it from running. You just can't stop it, my friend. It's coming upon this earth because God says things have to be made right. And they're going to be made right on this earth. And in order to make them right, He's going to have to put down evil and the rebellious man upon this earth. Now, there are a great many people on this earth that would not bow to God at all. Well, this is His universe. And I don't know where they could go. He has only one place for them, and it is labeled H-E-double-L. And you can think about that as you please, but it's lots worse than if it was made by fire. Now, that's the picture that's given here. Now, I'm not going into detail here. I have no desire to do that at all. I'm going to let you read this. Now, God's word is inviolate. Not one word is going to pass, the Lord Jesus says, until all is going to be fulfilled. And it's good to read the weather report. And a storm is coming. We need to make arrangements for it.